Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this meeting of Stafford Borough Council's Planning Committee. My name is Brendan McEwen, and I'll be chairing the first part of this meeting, at least the first item on the agenda. Just a couple of points before we start. If you have a mobile phone, can you please put it in silent mode or switch it off? And can I ask any members of the public in the public gallery to refrain from commenting? On my right, I have officers from the Planning Department, and on my left, I have officers from the Law and Administration Department. Officers from the Planning Department will present each application as it appears on the agenda. Members of the public who have indicated to speak will be given 3 minutes, and I will indicate when you have 1 minute left. Ward members are entitled to speak for up to 5 minutes. An audio recording is being taken of this meeting, which shall be published on the Council's website. Members of the committee are reminded that they do not enjoy immunity as that is enjoyed by our colleagues in Parliament. Members may only deal with the planning applications before them in accordance with the National Planning Policy Framework and the local plan, together with any other relevant planning matters. After that, we can now move on to the agenda proper. Minutes of the last meeting, 20th of March. Am I okay to sign?
Yeah.
Thank you. And apologies.
Frank James will be likely to be detained.
Okay.
He will be here for
the second floor. Thank you, Councillor Nixon.
Councillor D. McNaughton's been substituted by Councillor A. McNaughton.
Okay, thank you. And do we need to mention that Councillor Brian Cross did intend to have a substitute, but that we haven't been able to do that because of the timing? You have to nominate a substitute by 5 o'clock on Monday. So, apologies for that. Declarations of any interest on the agenda. I am declaring an interest on the second item, the second planning application, and Councillor Tony Nixon, Vice Chair, will take over from that point, and I will be leaving the room. So we have the delegated applications. Okay. Any person, member of the committee, been lobbied on any item? No? Okay. So we move on to planning applications, page 3. Sean is going to present that one.
Chairman, I just wanted to just acknowledge the fact that I was one of the borough councillors for that area, but I haven't been putting in the application.
Okay, right, so
she's going to just
put your mic on, please, and repeat what you said.
It actually is my borough area. I'm a councillor for Rapid Passage, so it covers the sources, but I haven't predetermined the application.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Okay, come to you, Sean.
This application seeks the continued use of the Saltings as a residential mobile home site, which is owned by Stafford Borough Council. The Stafford Borough Council are the applicants on this application. The application seeks a further temporary 5-year period for the site rather than a permanent consent. This is at the request of the County Highway Authority. The reason why temporary permissions have been granted over many years is to safeguard land at the front of the site for a possible eastern access improvement route, which is identified in the local plan. So looking firstly at the plan view, you can see the red edge site, the entrance is off Passage Lane. We've also got an aerial view of the site. Before we move on to the photographs, the site is located within the Stafford settlement boundary, so the principle of development remains to be acceptable. No physical change is proposed, so there's no issues in respect of character, appearance of the area, residential amenity or highways. essentially the use is already there and this application is seeking the continued use. We'll move on, we've only got two photographs of the site. So the first photograph is just looking from the footpath on the left hand side of the main entrance into the site, looking in. And just one sort of general image, which is just looking into the site. Again, this is just a further bed edge plan, just displaying the site area. You can see the railway line to the south, the canal to the north, and as I said before, the access is off Passage Lane. We've got two further aerial photographs which just display the site. There we go. So the application is to approve, subject to the conditions listed.
Thank you. We don't have any speakers on this one, either for or against. So open up the floor to councillors who may want to comment. Councillor Gareth Jones.
Are all the properties on there following a similar design to the one that you showed, or is there a mixture of properties on there?
I haven't actually been there, to be perfectly honest, but I'm assuming they're probably quite similar throughout the site. Yeah. But I haven't visited myself.
That's true. Councillor Reid.
I have visited the site and they are very similar.
Thank you.
If you could switch your microphones on when you speak, thank you. Save me without my microphone on. Anyone else want to speak? Councillor Rob Kenny.
Yes, I mean, this is just an extension. It's called a planning permission for 5 years, accepting the recommendations of conditions. I propose that we accept the recommendations.
Councillor Tony Nixon?
I'll second that.
Okay, that's proposed and seconded. Councillor Phillips?
All I wanted to say was that obviously this has been done in 5 year periods and it's been done like that for some time. It would be nice the next time this comes before us if perhaps it could be a 10-year extension on that, because everybody who lives on there is living 5 years at a time. And it's not a particularly secure way to live, and it would be nice to be able to give some assurances of security to the residents.
Good point, thank you. Okay, so we have a proposal and a seconder to go with the officer recommendation to approve. Can I have a show of hands, please? That seems fairly unanimous. So the application is approved. Thank you. I will now vacate the chair and hand over to the Vice Chair, Tony Nixon. Thank you.
This application is 23/38284/4. Who's going to present it?
Jodie. Okay, so this application proposes the installation of an oak-framed gazebo to provide a covered area for everyday use and events on Hicks and Millennium Green. The site mainly comprises of grassland with footpaths, benches and a play area. Quickly before I run through the presentation, there is a couple of procedural points to raise. So with the presentation that's been put online, all of the images have been labelled image one, so I've corrected that for the presentation here tonight, and so that means some of the photos may have changed as well, but all the photos accord with the photo plan that you'll see, so everything will be correct. Okay, so we'll start with the plan view. So this view shows the proposed positioning of the structure, which is outlined in red within the wider site of Hicks and Millennium Green. The site is located on the corner of Back Lane and High Street, and as you can see, is surrounded by residential properties. The extent of the Millennium Green is shaded in green. We've then got the aerial view. Here you can see that there are a number of trees on site. Again, where the structure is going to go is outlined in red. And then we've got the photo plan, which shows five photos, and except for the last one, photo five, they go around in a clockwise direction. So image one is taken from the public car park east of the site, showing you, if I put the mouse cursor, it will be, the structure will be around here next to the play area. And then photo two is taken from the same location, just a little bit closer to the play area. Photo three is taken from a footpath within the green itself, looking towards High Street. And then photo four, again, taken from a footpath, but at a different angle, showing where the structure will go. And it will be roughly located here, next to the play area. And then photo five, this view is looking towards Back Lane, which gives a bit of a wider picture to show the sort of distance between where the structure's going to go and the houses onto Back Lane. So the plans that we've got submitted include plan one, a location plan showing the proposed location of the gazebo, clearly edged in red. Again, a site plan to a larger scale, clearly showing the location of where the gazebo is to go. And then we have the proposed elevations, giving the general appearance of the proposed gazebo, stating that it will comprise of oak posts and cedar shingle roofs. You'll see from the report that no adverse impacts are considered to result in respect of the proposal's impact upon character and appearance, residential amenity, car parking provision and ecology. The recommendation is to approve subject to the conditions listed. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Jodie. I have two speakers named, either and or. I've got Susan McEwen or James Carmichael. Susan, would you like to make the presentation?
Okay, thank
you. You've got 3 minutes, okay. And I'll let you know when you have 1 minute remaining.
Okay, but only got 3 minutes. Good evening, everyone. Can I thank the committee members and the officers for allowing me to speak tonight on this application. Ixon Millennium Green's survival rests on donations and fundraising events. It doesn't have a payment. This application, together with other planned works, will provide environment to enable more community fundraising events to take place, such as film nights, open air theatre, fetes. Ixon Millennium Green Trust has existed since 1997 and created the Millennium Green, which opened on the 1st of January 2000. The Green is open nearly every day of the year for the enjoyment of all age groups of people, in particular children. So I am pleased the officers are recommending approval. We recognise that the fire service has made some comment about spraying the gazebo with some fire resistant. We will take that. So thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Do we need the speaker as well? Do we invite him to speak?
No.
We only have one speaker, so I'll throw it open now for comments. Anybody wish to make a comment on it? Councillor Phillips.
Thank you, Chairman. The only comment I'd like to make, I mean, I think it's great, I think the structure's great, it'd be fantastic for the local community. The only thing I'm looking for is something that tells me who is going to be maintaining this structure and where that is, where that is actually in here. It's not, I don't know whether it's down here as a condition or anything.
She can answer the question, and she can make a put in answer put to clarification only.
You are allowed for clarification, Mrs. McKinnon, if you wish.
Pixelmanagan Trust, which was set up, maintains everything. So it will be maintaining the gazebo also.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Councillor Phillips?
Should we be putting something in to ensure that, that's the case? Should it be conditioned? Because at the moment it's obviously under Mrs. McEwen's name. And not under the Millennium Green Trust's name, they're not the applicants.
So I'll ask the planning officer for that. Should that be a condition?
Maintenance. I'm just wondering how enforceable potentially that may be. Obviously, if we attach a condition, we've got to be able to enforce against that if it wasn't maintained. I'm not sure how enforceable that would be, to be perfectly honest. I mean, at what point would we enforce if it wasn't maintained? I mean, you say the Millennium Trust will maintain. Are they maintaining other things within the Millennium Green?
Sorry, I confirm that. We've maintained all of the aspects on the Millennium Green for nearly 26 years. So, and it is, I put myself down as putting this application in, but it isn't for me, it is for Ixon Millennium Green Trust. So if there's any confusion over that, I'm sorry.
Thank you for that. Councillor Spencer?
Just a quick one. Underneath the gazebo, is this going to be hard standing? Is this going to be gravel? Is it going to be a permanent structure or a temporary structure in that regard? It doesn't detail any information.
Yeah, it's planned to be a permanent structure. At present, it will be on grassland. There's no detail in the submission that's going to change.
Oh.
Thank you. Anyone else? Can we go back again?
To you.
Yes, go ahead.
You're quite right, there isn't anything underneath it. We're hoping to get the funds in to either do some textile or geotextile or some concrete or something. We're not sure, it will depend on how much funding we can apply. But I don't think it can stay as grass, because obviously with the grass being underneath there, it won't survive.
Could I ask the officers, therefore, would that be subject to another planning application?
Yes, it would, yeah.
Are you aware of that?
No, it was not.
So, before any alteration could be made, you'd have to put another application in along those lines.
Okay.
Councillor Reid?
Sorry, you
can do
a planning application for geotextile?
Depends what the surfacing is. I mean, obviously, as you just said, we're not sure what it would be. So I think at the point in time that you know what that surfacing might be, I would suggest speaking with one of the officers, possibly Jodie, we can advise you. I mean, obviously, we would prefer to see something, a more natural covering, if possible. I don't think we particularly want to see concrete, as you just said, but I think, as and when you're at the point that covering servicing may be an option, I think speak to us and we'll try and help you.
Yeah, sorry, we'll speak to the council,
yes,
planning department.
Very
to
good.
See what's the best.
I think that's clarified that. Councillor Phillips.
Thank you. I think, as I've been assured that Mrs. McEwen is not going to be solely responsible for maintaining it, and it's going to happen on her door in 10 years' time. I propose that we accept this application and approve it subject to conditions.
Councillor Kelly?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Anyone else want to comment before we take it to a vote?
No.
Very well, we've got a proposal to approve this application. All those in favour? Unanimous. Very well, that application's approved. I'll now go and fetch the chairman back in.
Thank you,
Tony, for chairing that part of the meeting. We now go to appeals. Page 18, thank you. Stop me if you want to say anything.
17 for the notified and 18 for the
yeah, so we have 4 notified appeals. Gareth Jones, wish to speak? Sorry, did you...
I will do when you get to the point, but I signal yes.
Okay, right. And over the page, on page 18, we have
Chair.
Decided.
If I could just come in on the...
Councillor Nixon.
The Bruceford Cottage Forum says no determination. What length of time is that? Does it become subject to an appeal for no determination?
Gotcha.
So an applicant can appeal non-determination during the course of an application if it's extended. They can apply even during, you know, before we hit the determination date. Once that non-determination appeal is in, obviously as officers we can't do anything further. In this particular case, I don't know how long it's been in. It says it's a 23, but often we get applications with the prefix 23, but they may have taken a while to validate, so I wouldn't say that it's necessarily been in a ridiculously length of time.
If I may, Chair, is there a set time that non-determination cannot be put in before? Is there a fixed time on an application?
I'm not sure, to be perfectly honest. I can chat and find that out for you and let you know, but I don't know.
I think the target is about 8 weeks, isn't it, for normal applications, and then major ones it's 13 weeks, so it depends on how quickly they want to jump the gun, I guess. Sorry, anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Spencer.
I haven't got to it yet. It's the Eagle Inn, the committee refusal on the appeal. Excuse my naivety for this, but I presume this now will be coming back to committee and I think I'll go ahead with the proposal as it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Councillor Jones.
I remember this application coming to the planning committee. And it was, when it came to the planning committee, it was recommended for approval after quite a considerable debate that it was refused. There was quite a bit of local feeling against this development. Does that now go by? Is that the inspector's judgment now overrules any?
Yeah.
And it can go ahead, it's irrespective of local feeling.
Yeah. I think to some extent the decision of the committee to refuse is vindicated a little bit in the report by the inspector.
Yeah,
he came down eventually on the side of
upholding the appeal.
The inspector did say, if you read the decisions, that he found the council's concerns were justified. So even though the appeal was eventually allowed and it had been refused by committee, he did feel that the concerns that were raised by the committee were justified. He also goes on to say that additional information would come in and it would have been better if we'd had that at the application stage. So I think essentially the inspector was saying that, you know, whilst it was overturned from officer recommendation, there was justification for that.
Thank you. Any other points on the appeals? No? I've got page 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, and 38. So if there's no other business, declare the meeting closed. Thank you.